we are WNST. AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. It says so all over my face. It is our final segment. We're here at Sorrento of Arbutus. And, you know, I think a lot of things when I think Arbutus, I think of, like, I used to see it on TV. It's a funny word, you know, like Arbutus is an interesting thing. Maybe how you would pronounce it, like Tosin or Dundalk. I've been through here a couple times. Jim Schwartz and I have had a 31-year relationship now where it's been a source of great pride for him and great consternation for me that I get to make fun of Arbutus having never been here. I've never done the show here. But the other Arbutus angle is Cole Roofing is a two-decade sponsor of WNST. Are you in Arbutus business? What are you? Like, you're an Arbutus adjacent? What are you?
So
you're a 242 number, right?
Yeah.
That's a Lansdowne kind of number.
So very technically, we are in Violetville, but like.
The hell is that? That ain't real.
That's how we roll.
Ain't nobody from Violetville.
That's how we roll.
Think Nottingham?
Technically. No, I think Nottingham is much more significant than Violetville these days. But yes.
You got a post office?
I mean, I guess they do.
All right. Violetville.
Yep.
You know what?
But it's Arbutus adjacent.
John Martin plays a game Maryland Lottery every week because they have winners from all these places, right? Like last week he came up with Dunkirk. Do you know where Dunkirk, Maryland? Whenever we get a place, he'll be like, do you know where, you know, some place you've never heard of? If he would have given me Violetville.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got that.
I know Lauraville.
I only know it because there was a volunteer fire department at the end of our road, and it was the Violetville Volunteer Fire Department. So that's the only reason I know that. Our address is Baltimore.
Are you in the city or in the county?
We are in the county, but literally 200 feet from the city line.
But you're not in Lansdowne. You're not in Arbutus. You're not in Halethorpe.
Nope.
You're not in Baltimore Highlands. That would be on the city side, right?
Yep. Nope.
Lenthic comes on the Anne Arundel County side, right?
Yep. Yep. Nope.
I lived in Perry Hall, White Marsh, Nottingham, and Kearney. I don't know the difference.
So the Amtrak runs. We'll call it 500 yards that way.
Toward the brewery.
Between my office is literally 1,000 yards that way, but there's a train that runs in between here, so you have
just
to
get
go
separated.
Down this way, okay. Or you got to go up that way to get here. Yes.
I remember the train coming through Arbutus as being part of the issue of Arbutus, right?
Yeah.
How many years has your business been in Violetville / I'm going to call
Arbutus.
It Arbutus because I've been calling it Arbutus all day.
Yeah, no, we call it Arbutus.
I say, where's your business? You've always said it's Arbutus, I think.
I really don't even say that anymore. I say St. Agnes. You know where St. Agnes Hospital is? Yeah, I'm right behind there. That's what I tell people. That's the easiest landmark. So,
all right. Sorrento's.
Yeah.
How long has your family had this business in this location?
So we moved down here in 1997.
So 29 years. How many slices of pizza or meals have you had at Sorrento?
We're really cheesesteak guys.
Oh, okay. All right.
If we come to Sorrento's, we're doing cheesesteaks. It's cheesesteak day.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Is that good?
I mean, it's great. Yeah. I mean,
I haven't had it yet.
It's great. You know.
Today's my day.
Yeah, well.
I came here for the crab cakes. I'm going to leave with the cheesesteak.
Yeah. I mean, it's the whole – it's like there is something to be desired from consistency, and we know what we're getting. We know the fries. We know the cheese. Like, you want Sorrento's? Yep. I don't even have to tell them what I want. Like, they just do it. Like, we got it on,
they have a shrimp cheesesteak here that I'm
– My problem with that –
Has anybody had it?
No, I don't know. My problem with that is that I try not to eat as many cheesesteaks today as I did maybe 10 years ago.
I'm talking about it.
But I love cheesesteaks. My nickname in high school may or may not have been Billy Cheesesteak. So, I would not eat a cheesesteak to go take an adventure with a shrimp cheesesteak, right? I would...
Just going to stay straight. So, I should just get a traditional to start with.
What we should do is we should ask him to do a shrimp one and a cheesesteak, and we'll cut them in half, and I'll give you half of this and half of that. Because I wouldn't mind trying it, but I would be disappointed to have not had the regular one, you know.
So if you're getting a cheesesteak tonight, you're pissing off your whoop.
Right.
And your cardiologist.
Sorry, I
gave blood last month, and GBMC is sponsoring me these days, and I'm thanking God because, I had the polyps with the colonoscopy. Yeah, I mean, I know I look sexy and healthy and like all that, but I had to call, and only because Christina and Greg did a sponsorship with me, then I'm like, all right, I'll do the damn colonoscopy to get the sponsorship, you know?
Yeah,
I'll give the blood. I'll get the appointment. And then I got my A1C back. Do you want me to read from my chart?
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
You think of me as being a really healthy guy.
I do.
You do, right?
I do. And there are parts of your life that I aspire to have. Like, I can't do the yoga thing, but, like, I wish I could. I know I could, but I haven't figured out how to work it into my life yet, right?
What are you doing the exercise
You're walking.
Right now? You're doing something. You've lost. You look great.
Oh, I work out every day.
You're working out every day.
Every day.
What does working out mean for you?
Sometimes it can be running.
I mean, I'm Planet Fitness sponsored, so I can work on all those machines. I get it. You're doing a traditional.
Yeah.
But what do you enjoy?
I don't.
None of it?
Yeah, pretty much none of it.
That's what I'm saying. I get really bored. I hated most of that, too. No offense to Planet Fitness or The Y or any machine or any.
Yeah.
I've just done all of that all my life. Yoga's a different thing for me because of the relaxation, the mental part, the turning the phone part off, the you against you part, the fact that nobody grades me, nobody tells me I hit the ball, didn't hit the ball was in or out or foul, there's no golf involved. It's sweaty, it's nasty, it's gnarly, it's unbelievably challenging for an hour or an hour and 15 minutes. And when it's done, it is exhilarating. And I don't have to run. It doesn't hurt my knees.
Right.
I don't bang. I'm not on some Stairmaster. I don't have a headset on because I wear a headset for a living.
Yeah.
So I don't want to jog and listen to music or anything like that. You know, although I love music. That's what I love. I'm selling you on my yoga. What about...
I love music, so that it certainly helps. I am easily bored, so I want to change exercises a whole bunch.
Right.
And I like running. Running is really enjoyable for the first 3 minutes, and then after I can from 3 to 8 or 9, it's pretty I want to quit. But then if I can get through that 8th or 9th minute, then I can run for a half hour if I want. So I know lots of people struggle with running, joints and stuff. So I'm really
the
I
banging
feel blessed.
Of my knees
yeah,
at this point feels
to be able
and,
to do
and
that.
You know, I walk more than anyone.
That's
but
the other thing.
The notion of me running 1,000 feet instead of walking it feels why? And it also feels risky for me to be bouncing on a reconstructed knee. So that's what, but I need to do something, right?
Yeah.
I was gaining weight. My back was screwed up. I mean.
If I could wave my magic wand, I would play basketball once or twice a week.
Sure.
I am currently in a real struggle with golf. I thought for a long time that I was a average golfer. And if I ever just committed a little bit, I could probably be okay. And now I'm pretty much convinced that I'm terrible. I'm really struggling with that.
How often are you playing?
Not a lot.
Well, that's why you're terrible.
But enough.
That's why you're terrible.
I thought I kind of could just go out and make my way around and
maybe
not
at 28
not
you could do that, not at
so
48.
It's been a challenge. I mean, I love that. That is a lot more enjoyable now that I'm in pretty good shape. I'm
your
not
golf
tired.
Game's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not better. It's worse. But I can. I'm not exhausted.
Your stamina is better.
Yeah. I'm not exhausted. My body's changed.
Well,
right?
I mean,
you've
gotten in
weight,
better shape and
right.
all that. You probably would have thought that would equate to a better golf game.
I just don't know how to do this.
You give a shit about your golf game, and I don't. Right? I really only care about one thing. This.
Yeah.
Literally in
I
being a competitive
really
way,
care.
And I'm not even competitive with this in the way that I would bag on BAL or the fan all day because it's too easy.
Right.
But I mean, I could be a real competitive jerk, and ask Stan Charles, I am. But I'm not anymore. You know, I'm 57. I'm mellowing out a little bit. I think the yoga has helped me mellow out a little bit.
Sure.
And certainly, and when I talked to Kate about this, I did a whole thing on yoga earlier, the sleeping part. I mean, look, we're all trying to find a better quality of life. We're all trying to be happier, healthier, sharper, better than we used to be. Even though we're getting older and we're falling apart, we're trying to find ways to be smarter or more efficient, AI, you know, whatever it is. I just think it's crucial that whatever you're doing to be healthier, I shouldn't even say physically fit or whatever, that you're enjoying it. That's
Well, and I enjoy
when I promote Planet Fitness. I mean, my wife is going to Planet Fitness 5. She's going to Maine all month. She said to me when she went to Planet Fitness a month ago, and she's really getting in good shape, and she's a walker, and she's a superstar. She needed to find 5 or 10 items in the gym that were pieces of equipment that she liked. Because if you don't like it,
totally,
you won't like going to the gym, you won't like doing it. So to me, whatever it is that you enjoy doing, it's just crucial for anybody out there that is not unhealthy, if you are unhealthy, you want to get healthier, the most important thing I can do is not say, go to the gym or do yoga or run track or lift weights. It's find something physical that you absolutely love doing. Even if it's just walking, find something you love doing.
I mean, I would just say that a slightly different way. For me, it was I started rowing.
On a machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't really know why. Like, I didn't want to run. Like, that seemed like a terrible idea. Why would I run? The rowing was much easier. You're kind of sitting down, right? So, but I built up enough better cardio that all of a sudden I would try running.
Running wasn't as bad.
Okay, yeah.
Right. See how he puts it as bad.
Because for me, it's all about I'm just looking to do enough that I can tolerate. The outcomes have been so rewarding.
See, I'm looking to make it good and rewarding.
Yeah,
not
that would be
miserable
playing basketball.
And rewarding.
Yeah, that would be playing basketball or playing soccer or running around with my kids or swimming in the pool. Like, if those things would be enjoyable, playing a sport would be more enjoyable.
Swimming in a pool sounds like fun to get in shape.
Kind of. I don't know.
It does
to me. I'm kind of struggling with that, too. Like, it's kind of like barely not drowning. So like
you're not Michael.
You just got to get. Yeah. You got to remember how to really do it and start to do it well and practice it a lot. I think, but
my buddy John Allen, I was out with him last time. Went to Black Crows. He played drums in Child's Play 2 weeks ago on the stage in the reunion.
Yeah, awesome.
And you know he's getting a little older like me, and he said that he'd been singing for an hour, and then they put him behind a kid, and he said he got halfway through the second song. And his arms didn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, boy. Right. Yeah.
He said, my arms just didn't want to go anymore.
Right.
And he's a drummer, you know? So.
Yeah, and you don't want to get there, right? Like, I don't want to land there. It's been the outcomes that are rewarding. It keeps me going. So I find things that I can tolerate that I'm willing to do, right? And then I never believed people that said you have more energy. I have way more energy in my days now than
You didn't believe that was possible.
Yeah, that if I exercise really hard in the morning, that somehow my day I'm going to have more energy throughout my day. That's counterintuitive. Doesn't make any sense to me. It's illogical, right?
That your body would get better over time, and you really would have that benefit.
That the 2 o'clock,
you need a Snickers,
fog,
all
right,
that nonsense,
yeah. Or
right.
Just lots of caffeine. I mean, I still drink a lot of caffeine, but you know, I don't know. It's been really fun. I just tell people, look, to your point, find something you can do. Just start with anything that you can tolerate.
And the weather's getting better, too. You know, in winter, it's way harder in winter. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, dude, we had that ice thing out, that ice cap for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That was just not, I want to go out and work out or I want to go to the gym.
Yeah.
That was, I want to pull the covers over my head and make hot chocolate.
True. But to the point of being bored easily, I mean, during the winter, I got a jump rope, and I was jumping rope in my garage just for
now. That'll kill you
for something different. Yeah, jump rope is
really hard.
Yeah, man,
it was hard to do when I was 13.
Super hard, super hard. But I just gotta find different stuff.
My buddy Andy Kaplangis and Gus Kaplangis, my Greek buddies in Colgate, they were in boxing training.
Sure,
and they. Like, this is the Rocky era, late 70s, and we were like 12.
Chasing chickens.
Dude, they were so impressive. Their jump rope skills, the way they could just, they did it the way, like, and whenever they would bring a jump rope over, we're like, oh, girls jump rope. And you do it for 5 minutes, you realize, wow, this is really.
Yeah. It's legit.
I haven't jump rope in years. That sounds like fun. Sounds like fun to me.
It's infuriating.
Because you're going to get your feet tired.
Yes. And you're like, you finally find the rhythm,
right?
and it's really getting hard, and you're getting the cardio.
Thing,
and then you grab your heel, and you're like,
God,
oh,
just the feeling of doing that. I haven't done that in a long time.
It's fun.
I want to do that at the beach with you.
It's infuriating, but it's fun.
Bill Cole is here. He may or may not see me at Mako. I got a whole story for you. The Mako and the.
All right.
How much do you think those booths are that they want to charge me for this year to not do my podcast?
I don't know. That sounds like a story.
Sounds like an annual Cole Roofing sponsorship to me.
Yeah, okay.
For 2 days on the floor in Ocean City.
All right.
Sounds like you and I might be having some extra orange crushes at are you going?
I'm definitely going. It's going to be a killer year. We got like a super good crew going. There's a lots of people that are going to be down there. We're going to figure it out really good.
So I got to go?
I think so.
I mean, got my room.
I'll put it to you this. You don't have to go. If you go, you're going to have a good time. You're going to meet a lot of really good people. You're going to do a lot of good business. My philosophy.
Well, this then you just talked me into going.
I know.
Well, it's Ocean City.
That's kind of the point.
Here, let me show you a picture. That's Ocean City. It's Ocean City.
So the rule that I've adopted for this Mako trip is that.
No drinking, right?
Oh, no. Definitely not the rule. The rule is if you talk to someone and there is a reason to have a follow-up and you have a meaningful conversation, you have to pull your phones out and book time to get together in
next
September.
Week.
In September.
Okay.
Because what the normal play is...
I'll call you when I get home.
I'll send you a note when I get home.
You
you do.
You see him next year.
You do.
It's just
but then
Christmas.
They got to follow up, and then everybody gets back in the
My
office, and then September, and then you end up with a date in October.
Calendar's right here. Let's go, bro.
Yes, because if you get that date in October, by the time you get a good conversation going, it's Thanksgiving, and it's done. And then you got to start in January again to pick up that momentum again. And then you're trying to get done before the spring.
All right,
summer,
dude.
So.
I mean, I just sat here with Kate Paris from Accelerant a couple hours ago. We talked about her yoga. Kate does yoga. And
she's also, from what I hear, I have not witnessed it, but one hell of a karaoke singer and does it down the beach. She had her favorite places down the beach.
She and I have never discussed karaoke.
Yeah, well.
We're going to have to go to Waltz Inn. That's what we're going to have to do.
She is apparently very, very good.
Well, I know she's an improv actress. I know this about Kate. So we've been down that lane. But, she came by earlier, and we were talking about Accelerant. We're talking about Mako. We're talking about business and networking and all that and the value of all that. And it's I turned the Mako thing around, and you immediately went into Bill Cole, serial networker, business community guy, putter together of people. You immediately went into that. You're coming to Mako. Won't be the same without you. You're on the team. We're going to have the best people there. You're there. That's who you are at heart. You just talked me into it. Because I was still a kid. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to go. And now you're like, it's Ocean City, dude. You're going.
Right.
That's
I just came from meeting the guys down at CFG because, they're working hard trying to get people in the building and trying to figure out corporate sponsors.
They're getting
and
me there for Brian
the
Adams on August 9th. I'm going to be there.
And, they said, will you be at Mako? And I'm like, yeah. It's like, okay, well, there you go. Like, watch the work we can do in Mako.
See, the best part about this is that you honestly, you're not going to portray me as any sort of a saint, okay? If there's a heaven, I'm probably getting in. I've been a pretty good human. But I probably drink less than most people you know when we're away. You would agree
sure.
with that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it probably started that way when I was your designated driver like 5-6 years ago at the beach. That
true story.
And the true story is I was Bud sponsored, Miller sponsored, Coors sponsored. I had two alcoholic parents. You know, my mom liked to drink beer as well. I like to drink beer. I like to drink. I'm a happy drunk.
Right.
I've never had a DUI, a DU anything. I've never punched a girl, punched a boy, called. I am a peaceful drunk.
Right.
But the hangovers, as I'm getting older, it's just, it's over for me. Dude, it's just over for me.
And
I took one look at you and Ryan Ripken in Vegas, and I realized, no, it's not for me. But what I want to say to you is I drink less every year.
Okay.
And I began at a level where I could drive you. The only thing about Mako that I'm going to say to you, and this goes for Mako, for anybody out there that does some partying, and this isn't like an AA conversation because I do drink. I had a drink last night. I'll have a drink. I'm having two tonight. I like to drink. I just, my life's better, a lot better, when I only have one or two at maximum ever. And that third or fourth one, even at a Black Crowes concert or even in the parking lot at a Rush concert last week in L.A. It's just, I can't drink at that pace anymore. And Mako's a drinking event. You would admit, right? So like,
yeah, but we're changing that. And look, I totally agree.
You can't change it.
Yes,
it starts in the bar at midnight.
It does, but that doesn't mean that I have to have a cocktail.
Yeah, I don't either.
Right?
That's all I'm saying.
So I like to think that today the world is changing. Maybe it's because I'm getting
older.
People
are drinking less.
They are. And I have a wide spectrum of friends who go from don't drink at all by choice, don't drink at all because we told them that they needed to stop, all the way up to people who drink a lot.
And nobody's
probably
going to tell them.
Right. And they seem to do well, or, you know, like all – so
some of them even own professional sports teams.
I'm totally,
nobody's around to tell them.
Right. I'm totally okay with whatever flavor people want, and they need to be courageous and choose to do it whatever pace and speed they want, right? It isn't about the booze. It's not about the booze. I definitely think the booze make it easier because some people just aren't great in social environments. And then you land in
Ocean
City.
Some people make it harder. Like, I see them when they're sober and I like them, and then I run into them after 10 o'clock in Vegas.
Totally.
And they're a complete instant jerk off.
Right.
And I'm like, I ran into a guy at a concert last night who was so rude to me in Vegas that I didn't even speak to him last night because I'm pissed. And he was so drunk that I don't think he knows how pissed I really am about it.
I struggle with the people who I literally can't understand what they're saying to me. Right. Which is usually a sign that I'm just going to bed because I'm not catching up.
My
I'm
best
not interested
Mako
in
story
being that
ever
way.
Is the night you were really hammered and I was really sober, and we were on that deck party at like 18th Street, and I'm talking to the server, and a young girl comes up to me, and she says, "Dude, you got any weed?" And I'm like, "What? What are you doing coming to me asking me for weed? You look like you have weed, man." Ocean City. This is like 2 years ago. And I'm like, man, Mako's changed. Mako is really, really changed.
I don't know if that was Mako at that point in the evening. That might have just been general.
And I didn't have any
beach
weed.
Crew.
And I wasn't giving it to her if I had any. So
but you had the long hair. You had the nice looking shirt on. She definitely thought you were going to share your weed with her.
Well, speaking of a guy with long hair with a good looking shirt, this gentleman over here has a cheesesteak that I want that cheesesteak bad. He's got a better ponytail than me. He's offering it to me too. Don't you do it. Don't do it. Don't make me end the show here with Bill, because I told him we're ordering cheesesteaks and I'm getting the show over. So this guy's got a cheesesteak and french fries. So I think that's my sign that I've been here at Sorrento of Arbutus for 6 hours. Bill Cole of Cole Roofing is our final guest. He's one of our great sponsors of our WNST Tech Service. I want to throw this out at you because I threw myself an email this morning. I'm a little bit like the Michael Keaton character in Night Shift, making little notes of myself. This is Nestor reminding Bill to, you know, like that. So I wrote myself an email today. I was driving around, and this was my silly idea. I got to find it because I emailed myself. Did I send myself an email to my spam box? Either way, my idea was around the app and around the WNST tech service, which I think there are like 6,100 people still on the service. Could be wrong. Might be less than that. You're my sponsor. I'll get you the real number. But it's less than 10,000 and more than 5,000. That it hasn't grown much in the last 15 years, and it hasn't shrunk much. It's one of those things we introduced early on, and you get it, I get it, I still get it anytime. I got one earlier today. Pitcher came, Helsley came off the DL,
right?
IL. I want a contest around that with the new app that I'm going to put together with my vibe coding and all that. But what I really want to do is make it experiential, and I want to come up with a prize that could be like a man cave or something like that. But here's the premise. The premise is I want the best story of where you were when you remember getting a WNST text that was mind-blowing.
Right, sure.
Artie Donovan died. Someone was traded. The Anquan Boldin trade. You know, I'm trying to think of places I was where my phone went off, and I'm like, oh, my God, the Orioles signed Pete Alonso? What? Yeah, whatever that was, because we're 20 years into this service now, and you sponsor it. I don't need an answer right now. I'm just giving you this to germinate on over less alcohol at Mako. We'll talk about this at Mako.
You don't want me to even give you my just
go first. Go ahead.
My gut says the craziest mind-blowing text if it existed, was Ray Lewis and the murder thing?
No, it was before that. That was before the tech service.
Okay. Okay.
That was before the tech service.
Because at that time in my life, this like, is that, probably like 06, the Ravens were a pretty big part
of
it.
You know what's a big story that like, happened today on my timeline? It was, are you ready?
Yeah.
You sitting down? Yeah. How old are you?
48.
It was 40 years ago, Friday,
okay,
that Len Bias died.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So Len Bias.
You were 8 years old.
Yeah, so Len Bias for me is all stories told by other people. Dad, grandpa, Joe, Enoch,
okay.
Yeah, like okay. All that stories. Like I have appreciation for it. Watch the Celtic documentary. Like I get it because I'm a basketball fan, so I get it, but didn't live any of it.
So that would have been unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah,
at 8:30,
yeah,
it was I walked into the Sun newsroom. I was 17 years old. I had been working there 5 months. Now I had been at the other newspaper. So we had a wire called Urgent.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know how to explain it in computer verbiage from 40 years ago, but it was a wire folder. It was
like
a folder.
Morse code?
It was a folder. No, not like that. It was a folder that if there was a plane crash,
sure,
if there was a hijacking,
yeah,
those. If there was an earthquake, right? And I'm giving you major global news.
How about
right?
Atlanta Olympics bomb game?
Absolutely.
Was
right.
That tech service, you think?
No, it was 1996.
So still not.
No, tech service started in 05, 6, 7, somewhere in there. 5, 6,
okay.
4, 5, 6, 5, 6, 7. 4, 5, 6. So the tech service is 20 years old. It's definitely 20 years old.
Right.
So what I want to do is have fun around that and give away a prize, a really big prize,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
worth thousands of dollars to someone that's already on the tech service, right?
Sure.
And if you're on the tech service, you have an idea, send me, or even if you have a memory,
well, they gotta
send it
to
me.
They got to record a video, right, of them
something.
Telling
I don't
memory.
Know. I'm going to do something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm whiteboarding.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm spitballing.
Yeah, yeah,
but I want to do something around the awesomeness of our tech service that would then lead to the app or the next thing to get more people signed up for it. That it's so awesome, you should be on it. It's still so awesome. But it's so awesome that we've created memories for these 5,000 people that are on it. I would like to think I could get 500 people that are on it to give me their number one memory to enter a contest to win something. And out of those 500 memories, I bet I get 30 or 40 different moments.
Oh, yeah.
That people would remember about a trade, about the Orioles signing Ubaldo Jimenez, or just stuff that felt.
Manny Machado, so I will tell you, and unfortunately, my guess is 98% of the people that are going to listen to this are already on the tech service, so this doesn't help much. But, like, the mere fact that I can count on the text to come to my phone that the Orioles postponed the game because there's a potential thunderstorm and are rescheduling as a doubleheader 2 weeks from now or whatever, that's gold. I don't care if you never look at another one. If you're planning on going to the game that night, you're doing your day. You're occupied. And that is a service that the Orioles don't do for me.
Well, in a perfect world, they would if you example.
Well, maybe
if
they
I
do,
buy,
if you have a ticket.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm only
maybe.
Asking, like, if I – Rod Stewart canceled a concert the other night in San Diego, right? Like, I saw him in Vegas. I bought a ticket on Ticketmaster. I had my little code that moves.
Yeah.
We all know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Little barcode.
Yeah.
They know who I am. They know I'm coming. I'm on Ticketmaster. If I don't have a push on Ticketmaster,
right,
I won't get the notification, right?
Right.
I might get an email
right
in my email box
that
says tonight's show
that
has been canceled.
Yeah.
I would think the Orioles, when they move a game, if you're on Birdland and you
right
are sitting on tickets, but you might not get the push.
Yeah.
You might not have the push on it, right?
I don't know. That's weird.
We're in a different space all the way around with all of this.
Yeah.
And I think I thought the tech service had sort of run its course that nobody would want it. But the minute it went away, everybody got pissed.
Yeah.
And then you sponsored it, and it's like, okay, we're 3 years into you sponsoring it. Bill Cole's here from Cole Roofing. We are at Sorrento of Arbutus. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And I'm just literally spitballing. And if you love our tech service, throw me an email, nest@baltimorepositive.com. I do want to do something contesty around the tech service and around our 28th anniversary and around – how cool it is that we offer. That's what local places can offer that other places can't offer.
I agree. No, I mean, I like that I get the schedule in it. you know, baseball, moving off the DL, any of that, whatever. Okay.
We try to be judicious when they're taking the eighth reliever and moving him back to Norfolk.
I get it.
Luke runs a tech service. I have nothing to do with it. It's Luke's service.
Stuff with Lamar and like there's definitely stuff there, right? That happens that I appreciate just getting the little headline.
But I hear that, and it's all a little blip and it's all a little speed bump, and I hear it. Yeah. But when something major happens, when someone dies, when someone gets traded, when there's true breaking news in the sense of oh my God, the oh my God moment, right? Like that's what I'm looking for over the tech service. Because what inevitably happens, my favorite text I ever sent, have I told you the story about Anita Marks and that era?
Maybe. Probably, but you can tell it again. You can tell it again.
Well, it involves the schedule. You've already mentioned the Ravens schedule. You know, I used to be a real ball buster.
Oh, yeah. We've had that discussion.
That pissed Dick Cass off dramatically, right? So this was in the era where I was really pissing them off and getting it. And early NFL Network, where they didn't have the whole, like, they shut the whole world down and embargo it all, and teams make their web. This is 20 years ago. So whenever Anita Marks was here, because I remember her famously seeing her do it, but I had the schedule in the morning, and I had it in my pocket, and this is before nobody else could get it. The Baltimore Sun wasn't scooping me. Mike Preston's lazy ass wasn't. Jameson Hensley.
Right.
I mean, I'm a real reporter. Come on. Stop, dog. So I had the schedule in my pocket, and it was the day of the Liars Luncheon. And we went out to the Liars Luncheon at the facility, and I'm not even sure that it had to have been in the auditorium then, but it always wound up in the cafeteria for the lunch part of the Liars Luncheon, right? Sure. But they never did the Liars Luncheon where you actually got lunch. It's a press conference and then a lunch, right? So we go into the Liars Luncheon, and I think even during then, Marvin Lewis was texting me, or Del Rio. I mean, everybody in the league, Mike Pettine, Mike Smith. I mean, I had moles, Rex, everywhere giving me schedules. Right. And I would piece it together and at least get 12 or 8, 12, 10, you know.
Right.
I could get Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Cleveland pretty quickly.
Right, right.
Because I had moles in all three of their offices.
Sure.
Then it was about filling out the rest of it, right? So I have this laptop that we're recording, and literally it was this laptop, with me out at the facility, and I had it all, and I opened up the little folder to send the text, and it's three texts to send the schedule because the characters, right? Yeah. So I'm in the cafeteria with all of my peers who all hate my effing guts because I'm me. So Jerry Coleman's over there, and Preston's over there, and Jameson's over there, and Scott Garceau's over there, and Viviano's. They're all in the room because it's the Liars lunch.
Sure.
Everybody has to be there, right?
Yep.
And this is in the era when like there was real media. Kevin Byrne was still here. Billick wasn't the coach. Harbaugh was the coach by then. So we're into 8 or 9 or 10 or like that. And I had the schedule. We'd done the Liars Luncheon. And my whole plan was this, because they were going to release the schedule 6 o'clock to BAL, which usually meant 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock hour, they would leave Monday night, and the Ravens are playing in Pittsburgh, and their whole schedule is coming on WBAL exclusively an hour, when it's already been on your phone at 2 o'clock, which I love that, right? I loved sticking it up their ass.
Sure.
I'm a competitor.
Sure.
Who's your biggest competitor in the roofing industry?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, when you beat them on a contract, are you happy?
Yeah, of course.
You're right. Right. So I'm in.
I like to win.
So this is me being the prick that I am. One of the reasons they hate me is that I had the laptop and I sat where I could look at everyone. I purposely sat at the circle tables where I could look at the whole room. And I think Glenn Clark was working for me then. Might have been Casey Willett. It wasn't Ryan Schell yet. And it certainly wasn't Luke. But I was in. I'll ask Luke if he – it wasn't Luke. Luke wasn't with me yet, I don't think. But I told them – I know Drew was around, and I'm like, I got the schedule, and I want – and I'm going to hit send. And when I hit send, I want you to look up just to see who was on the text service, right?
Sure, yeah,
this is a total – I'm glad I'm telling this story because it's so awesome. It speaks to my dirty, prickish soul. So, and the fact that I love breaking news and that I'm a news hound, right?
Speaks to community and, you know,
it speaks to me wanting to be first and wanting to be best.
Okay.
Because I'm a prick about that. Even though I don't talk about it much, matters a lot. Right. So I'm sitting in the, I'm Michael Jordan when it comes to all that, right?
But the like yoga's that. Helping with this. I think we just covered that.
The mellow part?
Yeah, just, you know, like, just calming that down a little bit, you know, it's yoga. The yoga. It's helping.
You want me to breathe?
No, no, you're good.
You want me to do some ohms?
You're getting wound up. That's good.
You want me to do
chants? Let's go.
So I get the schedule, and I hit send, and I hit send, and I hit send, and I watch all their asses go off, like all the buzzers,
yeah.
All the – they're all checking, and I looked up, and they're all checking their phone, and there's a fellow in the corner looking at me right now, and they're all just looking at me, and I just look down like this, and I'm like I'm ignoring them. But they all got it first.
Sure.
So that's the legacy of my tech service. That was fun.
That is fun.
That's my favorite tech story. That's my favorite tech service story.
I get it. That's a good one.
But I'm trying to think if I when I've gotten my text without knowing it, like when I've been shocked.
Yeah.
A lot of times Luke will get a death or something. You know, when someone dies.
It tells you.
Yeah. I don't know it. The other thing my tech service has told me, I've been in segments like this with doing this where I put my phone down and something really big happens. The ownership change in the Orioles, I think, happened. Luke texts that out. Death of Peter Angelos. Death of Peter Angelos happened when I was on a causeway in Florida 4 years, 3 years ago, whenever it was. Sunday, I was driving around Florida and I got the text.
Yeah.
From Luke, not hey Peter died. I got it from the WNSD text. So I learned of Peter's death on my text service.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that mine is gonna end up being like I'm gonna have to go back and look at events that occurred 15 plus years ago.
The Anquan Boldin trade
happened
to me when I was in Arizona. I was there with my wife on spring training.
Okay.
I was working on the book that never happened. And I got the text when I was in front of their stadium. I was in Glendale, Arizona, in front of the Arizona Cardinals stadium. And I got the text, which I did not know about.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Ozzie traded for Anquan Boldin. Oh, my God. So it's that's what I'm looking for in this contest. So if there's anything I could spur on for you, it's not what a prick competitor I was to Anita Marks and all the rest of those pretenders over at the Fan. It's the fact that we've broken news in a way that's memorable, and I want people to know about how good our effing brand is. That's all.
And you know this about me, like for that to stick, right, and for me to remember where I was, it has to be something that is emotionally moving, that I'm connecting it to.
Remembering where you were when Kennedy was shot.
Correct. Right, exactly. 9/11 is a good one. You know, like I can tell you that whole day pretty much. Sports, professional sports in my life has had a diminishing value going on 15 years.
To where Len Bias dying that day was monumental.
Would
to
have
where,
been, right?
Right. To where.
Or like Ray Lewis and the murder thing. Like, that was at the pinnacle of my fanhood of the Ravens.
Right.
Right? Today, I don't even
Justin
know.
Justin Tucker. We sent a text ad on that.
Yeah.
Who cares?
No, that was crazy, right? I mean, he was here a long time. He was really good. Like, that was pretty terrible. Like,
agree.
Yeah. So that,
well, the Ray Rice saga all happened on our text service.
But I can't tell you where I was.
Yeah, right,
you
right.
Know? Like,
right.
I can't tell. Like, that was terrible, right? And shocking. Right. And, like, but I can't tell you where I was. Like, I can tell you my 9/11 day, right?
Right.
And, like, maybe none of this compares to your 9/11 day.
The
That's
Len
fine.
Bias thing for anybody of that age.
Sure.
8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, it was just unthinkable.
You know,
36 hours after he was drafted, it was unthinkable.
Sure. I think maybe this, when this is terrible, sort of morbid, but, you know, I don't really mean it, but, like, one day Ray Lewis is going to pass away.
Well, Brooks dying, I mean, those moments, so, Hardy, so, sure.
But even Brooks
Johnny was, U, that wasn't on our tech service, that Minot one. That I was on the air when that happened. I was literally on the air trying to get it confirmed.
Right. But none of those, like, yes, important people, famous sports in our lives, but not like in my life like Ray Lewis was.
In the prime. Right.
So like, sure, when that happens.
When Goose died.
And Goose is a good one.
Yeah.
Can I remember
shocking.
Where I was?
That was shocking, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't sick.
Totally.
Right? It was shocking.
And I definitely had a love affair with Goose, right? Like, he was.
See, for me,
he was awesome.
That was a different story for me. I got a text from Luke that said, there are some reports on the internet from people in New Jersey who look to be friends with the Siragusa family that this has happened. I immediately reached for my phone and text Goose and started calling Goose because I wanted to pick the phone up.
Right. Yeah, that's terrible.
Right. You know, you want it to be wrong.
Sure. Of course.
And I was on York Road when Luke hit me. I pulled into the Lytle parking lot at Bedonia to try to confirm it because I'm a news guy. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I do. I try to confirm news.
You also have a better memory and awareness of your surroundings as these things are going on. Like, I don't know that I remember what parking lot I pulled in.
That's
the
Mary Lou Henner in me. My wife would tell you I have a strange part of that.
So I don't know that I'm going to nail this for you in any of those
My
cases.
Buddy Mark Miller, your buddy Todd Schuller's partner.
I could piece it together.
Mark has known me my whole life, and Mark said something. We were at Pizza John's with old friends. Mark said something to me the other day. He's like, dude, you remember stuff. You're like more than any person I've ever met in my life. You're very Mary Lou Henner. And it doesn't feel that way to me.
Sure.
To my wife, it feels freakish.
Yeah, sure.
My wife is like, you are her. You're weird. You remember every moment of your life, every color, every girl, every boy, everything, every deed, every beach, every hotel, every room. You know, I just don't. Nope. You know, like it's.
The best for me will be.
Part of my Rain Man that makes me me.
Like I have probably kept a good enough schedule, and I guess maybe Outlook will let me go back. Far enough that if I get the date of when Siragusa, I might
be
able to
take pictures so we can remember things.
I may be able to piece it all together. I don't do that either, though. I'm very much like be in the moment
guy.
The
last thing on the text service, and then I'll let you go get a cheesesteak, is there's being the person on the inside who was trying to verify Tony Siragusa's death, while Luke is like, I ain't sending the text till we know.
Because
we're friggin' reporters. We're not hacks from the Baltimore Sun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've never sent a false text. How about that? 22 years. So fake news, F you.
That's
so
cool.
But when those things happen and I become the person that has to confirm information, that is different than when someone does die in Luke. Right now, my phone, I could turn it over and something weird, awful, morbid, or even wonderful might have happened. Maybe I might have traded somebody, you know, whatever, right? Those are the moments I love about the text service. And I guess that's I'm doing a big brand pitch for my text service as to how cool and awesome I think it is. But I think it's cool and awesome if 5,000 people are still on it 20 years later. You're sponsoring it. It could be bigger and better and more awesome and all that. But what I want to do is just figure out how awesome it is and figure out if other people have associations to those moments when they got the WNST text brought to you by Cole Roofing to show you more value so I can inevitably charge you more for the promotion.
Right on. Yeah, let me help you with that. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun. You get people to do videos. You might need to stimulate.
You think it through.
Yeah, you may
it's
need
your
to
promotion,
stimulate.
Not mine.
You may need to stimulate it with like, where were you when this happened?
Right.
That might be helpful.
I want a story.
That might help people.
I want a story.
Yeah, that might help people.
And the other part of it is, and I'll leave it with this because I'm glad we did this segment because I literally was thinking about this like 4 hours ago. The other part of this is when I put something on Facebook, anything that's outrageous, which could be anything Schittler says on in any day. Did he really say that? Was that a real tweet? Probably, maybe. Is it really horrible? Then he probably did it. So we're all trying to figure out what's real and what's not in a general sense.
Sure.
When guys are beating the shit out of each other on the lawn in the White House and we're making it, that's entertainment for America's 250. That's so outrageous that if I told you that 10 years ago, you'd be like, there's just, you're making that up.
Right.
I would bet against that, right? So when I put crazy stuff up on Facebook that's true, people are like, is that true? And I'm like, dude, I take such amazing pride in not being a whorish, monger of half facts or rumors of any kind.
Right.
So when I reported, people were like, is that true? And I'm like, Oh, my God. There's nothing more insulting
yeah.
than for me to present a fact, especially about sports.
Yeah, but you can't be insulted because that's their universe. So we can give them a little bit
but
of grace.
But it's not my
that.
Universe.
Fair enough, but
if
that's
it comes from
their
me,
universe.
If it comes from me, that's my brand.
Well, you should just have an auto response that says, it's true, like it's been true for blank years.
Pretty much what I say.
Right.
I pretty much say, like, I'm a real journalist. Right. You're forgetting that. Right. I would not put it out here and say, does anybody know? Or what
but
Schindler
other,
does, which is,
sure.
I'm hearing.
Sure.
If I write, I'm hearing, that means it's a fact. That doesn't mean
but every,
I'm trying to stir up something.
But every other organization that they've had in their life that was truthful, that is now no longer truthful, right? They get the right to ask you that.
Well,
because
we can't trust 60 Minutes, right?
The newspaper, the 60 Minutes, the ABC, the NBC News, the CNN, the Fox News, all of them.
Right.
Right? Everything. Everything on your phone, everything.
Well,
everything.
That's what makes us a trusted resource.
Yeah.
That when the WNST tech service comes and says someone's dead, they're really dead.
Yeah.
Or when they've been traded, they've really been traded or signed or whatever
well,
it is.
Unless.
The Max Crosby thing.
That's where I was going.
I knew you were doing that.
Unless the Ravens forgot to do something.
Dude,
and then
that was the biggest text of our year.
It was. I was going to bring that one up.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, there's your biggest text ever, right, this year.
Yeah,
everybody will remember that.
That feels lame, right? That feels lame that it just happened.
The like, Ravens just traded for Max Crosby? What? Right.
What?
NST's reporting. It's got to be true. Oh.
And we gave away like two
unless
or
Eric
three
DaCosta
first
is a,
round draft
a confirmed
picks.
Liar.
Like, what do we do?
Yeah, maybe,
do we do?
Maybe Eric DaCosta's the liar and Nestor's the one telling the truth. Maybe.
Crazy.
Bill Cole, he's here. You know him. You love him. He's Cole Roofing. You want horses? You want boardwalk? You want crustaceans and animals? Or do you want Bay Bridge? I know you want a key bridge. That'll help all of this, but yes.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me
which one you want.
I'm going to go horses.
Horses?
For my boy Schuller, because he's a horse guy.
All right. So. I think he took a horse one last month, too. Bill Cole's here. He's Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. Tell everyone what you do. And is it true that you have the Solex agitator bond?
No.
No? That's a little man with the golden gun.
I got you.
Remember that?
I tracked you. Okay. Commercial roofing. So that is exactly what you think it is. Like,
not sexy.
Repairs. If there's a leak in your building, we can fix it. We like to do preventive maintenance so that it doesn't leak in your building. And then any kind of roof replacements, new construction stuff, all that's pretty.
All this hot, you know, that tar
yeah,
on the top.
It's getting tough. It's getting tough out there, but we're happy.
You
to
know,
do
I need
work.
A new roof at the station. You know, your guys got up a couple years
winter.
Ago, and they're like,
yeah.
So now I'm every day. I'm like, and when I hear something, I'm. I had a couple of moths in that, and I'm like, I better call Bill. And
you're all right for a little while. I think you'll be all right. It's coming next.
You think?
Yeah, I do. Roofs are definitely one of them things where like,
I'm gonna ride it to the end.
Don't break it if it ain't. Don't fix it if it ain't broken. Like once you start messing with it. Then it's going to kind of like always be a problem. So because of the
way they say you pull the hair out, it grows back stronger.
Well, I mean, if there's actually some science there, right?
Okay.
Like it's asphalt and these things sort of fuse together over time. And then you don't really want to disrupt it. And you start breaking it. You fix something over here and it pulls something over there. So it really
trying
is.
Trying to teach you about asphalt on the air?
Not really, but you went there. So and then we do commercial.
It's not my ass's fault.
Right. We do. We do. There's a bunch of T-shirts in there I think the roofers would love. Commercial solar. So, I mean, right now I get pictures from people who are opening their mail and got this, like, lovely letter from BGE saying that, hey, don't freak out if blackouts happen and here's why your electricity rate's going through the roof. And, I mean, it was – it's a really scary letter, actually.
Almost like you live in Texas or something?
Yeah, or just like, I don't know, aren't we sophisticated and like mature adults that we're just going to like handle this and not let it be a problem? Like, shouldn't we be able to solve this? So considering that, like, without power in 3 days, like, society collapses. So it's pretty high priority, I would think. But anyway, we help people figure that out.
3 days?
Way.
Shit, 4 hours. I got to eat the ice cream. Then it all goes to hell.
I mean, it's a rapidly degrading like curve. So, yeah. I mean, there's tax credits and all this other wild and crazy stuff that has made it. I think almost too complicated and has kept people away from trying
to understand it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So we really, I think my guys do a really, really good job of trying to get it to, like, simple. This is what it would look for you, like for you. This is what it costs. This is when you're going to get your return. Like, does it make sense? Yes, no.
It's math. And
yeah, it really
All right.
is.
All right. So. Well, Bill Cole's here. You can find him for solar. You can find him for corporate roofs. And you can find him for asphalt. It's not my fault. And how's your whoop doing? Okay?
Yeah, no. Really good.
All right, we're going to go wreck it right now with some cheesesteaks. We're at Sorrento of Arbutus. I've swallowed a lot of aggression and pride. He swallowed a lot of cheesesteaks here at Sorrento. I'm leading him here. I want crinkle cut fries and gravy, but don't let me do it.
Yeah.
Don't let me do it.
Okay.
Just don't let me
do
it.
Solid.
I'm going to do the cheesesteak.
It's what we do.
I'm just going to do the cheesesteak.
It's what we do.
I got a Greek salad and grilled chicken. I ordered grilled chicken today.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, I ain't doing that again. Back for more. We're at Sorrento's. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Stay with us. Luke's on the West Coast, staying up late. We got baseball.